morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week we're talking with Dr. Noman Siddiqui, a foot and ankle deformity correction surgeon at the Rubin Institute for Advanced Orthopedics. And we're here to talk about springtime foot injuries. So, Doctor, thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
It is spring, even though it's been a little chilly. I think it's warming up now, though. Folks are out and about, they're running and walking, and of course, with this type of activity, I guess you're seeing an increase for foot injuries, right? What's the most common type of injury that you see this time of year?
The most common type of injuries we see are usually ankle sprains or a little bit of tendonitis here and there, but it can also be as severe as stress fractures. Some of our runners usually have black and blue toes, so there's a wide variety of simple as toenail injuries to more complex fractures and ankle sprains.
Yeah, and even though you say as simple as toenail injuries, that can be pretty painful for a runner, right?
That is quite painful, I mean, because the pressure usually doesn't allow them to run. And then every time they're running, the foot jams in the shoe, which makes it even worse.
And do you find that these are mostly first-time runners, people who've taken off the winter, or people who are just a little over-exuberant because the weather's so nice?
It includes everything. All of the above. There are guys that are very active that still have those injuries. And because they keep pushing themselves to be even better, we've got the winter ending. So the patients or people that have not done anything over the winter, they get out and they start doing more than they probably can. And also they just, some of them just have bad luck because they're on uneven terrain or maybe are just not ready for the kind of activity they're trying to do.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than being out there running and taking a spill,
yes.
Trip over the sidewalk.
Yes.
What are some of the symptoms and the signs of the injuries that you see?
Well, like the toenail injuries, some people get the black and blue toes, those become quite obvious. They can see them right away. But the other stuff, some of the sprains and the stress fractures or the other injuries are normally, they have a lot of swelling, but they'll probably have a limp. They won't be able to complete the activity. Some of them may wake up the next day and notice more soreness or swelling in the area, whereas they didn't have it when they completed the activity the day before.
I would imagine tendonitis, too, is very painful at times. And I guess a lot of folks try and treat this themselves at first. At what point do you recommend having a specialist check it out?
Well, I think the initial thing that most people try to do is they've all been taught rest, ice, compression, and elevation, which is a very good thing to do. But if it starts not getting better within a day or so, and if you're taking an anti-inflammatory or some Tylenol and still not improving, it's probably good idea to get it checked out. If the swelling does not go down, if the pain does not improve, it's probably best that you get seen sooner rather than later.
Are there preventative measures that we can take to sort of avoid these kinds of injuries?
That's a good question. We get that asked all the time. The most important thing that I think the average person can do is get a good warm-up and really stretch out their whole body. In the lower extremity, I always say, I emphasize stretching out the calf muscle, because the Achilles tendon controls a lot of the function of the foot, and getting a good warm-up of that calf can really help out the rest of the foot mechanics. Other things they can do is not train with somebody that's beyond their level. Some people are not the same level, and they try to keep up, and that's when they find themselves getting in trouble.
So let's talk about some of the treatment options for these various types of springtime foot injuries.
Yes. Right away, I would say if you're feeling something, it is probably best to stop the activity, maybe even take an anti-inflammatory, rest the location, say if it's your Achilles tendon, you're probably best off icing the area. Like I said, anti-inflammatory, resting, elevating, which can decrease the swelling, and if needed, an ankle brace or a splint to kind of immobilize the part that hurts.
And how can the Rubin Institute be of assistance?
As most people in Baltimore know, the Rubin Institute has excellent orthopedic doctors that are very well versed in treating extremity injuries, all forms, at least in the foot and ankle department. Myself and Brad Lamb are commonly seeing these sports medicine type injuries that relate to the foot and ankle. So if you feel something that is bothering you, you should call our office and we can definitely get you in as soon as possible.
I would imagine too, you're busier than ever now that people are aging and they refuse to grow old.
Yes, and I think that's a good thing. It's because it keeps them on their feet. It's good for their health. But I think with a little bit of precaution, they can have a injury-free spring and a nice, comfortable summer.
All right, Dr. Siddiqui, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
You or somebody you know may have a foot injury, we urge you to call 410-601-WELL, that's 410-601-WELL, to set up an appointment with LifeBridge Health's Rubin Institute for Advanced Orthopedics, and you can visit lifebridgehealth.org/RIAO. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.